It's midnight, shortly after the close of our last episode. As in the expensive restaurant opposite his apartment building, Gus Jansen impatiently waits delivery of an envelope containing a huge sum of currency. More of Gus Jansen in a few moments. First, miles away, in an exclusive suburban neighborhood, Perry Mason re-enters the Barclay residence, is passed by the plainclothesman on guard at the entrance. Now, a moment later...
There's Mr. Wallace coming out of Suzanne's room.
Mm. Oh, Mr. Mason, I thought you'd left.
Almost. We just saw the district attorney.
Please keep your voice down. Suzanne is almost asleep.
Is Mrs. Barclay with Suzanne now?
Oh, yes. Yes, they're saying goodnight. Something wrong, Mason?
Yes.
What?
I don't want to tell her mother yet. What's in there?
Let's go in. I'll turn on the light.
Should I close the door, Chief?
Yes.
Well, what is it, Mason?
The cat's out of the bag, but good. Suzanne was seen.
What's that?
Your niece was seen and recognized when she returned to the city. The woman who saw her took the story to a newspaper, and that newspaper is on the streets right now.
Good Lord.
Mr. Wallace, we haven't a moment to lose. If the man called Gus hasn't seen that story, he soon will.
It's most unfortunate, Mr. Mason.
That's water over the dam. We've got a river to cross here and now.
What do you mean?
You and your sister refused to let me question Suzanne.
Yes, yes, and you know why.
Because she's nervous and upset.
She is.
That's why I'm talking to you instead of her mother, because you've seen the confidential reports. You know we've got to nail Gus.
You want to see Suzanne now?
Yes.
The girl is worn out, so exhausted she...
Oh, Mr. Wallace, isn't her life more important than her job being...
I promised my sister she wouldn't be questioned.
Wallace, why are you afraid for me to question your niece?
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to tell you something even more ridiculous. The district attorney is downstairs, and the DA has authority to question her without permission.
Mr. Apt is a personal friend.
You can't stop it, Wallace.
Yes, it's wrong of me to try. Of course you have to question her. I'd hope that... Well, no matter. Too many other lives are involved. Too many innocent people.
Every second counts.
Yes, I understand. Suzanne's in bed. I'll tell her.
Quickly, please.
Yes, yes, at once. It's me, dear. I must talk to you.
I was almost asleep, Uncle Don.
Suzanne, I want to see you now.
Well, all right.
Oh.
Sit down, Uncle Don.
No, thank you, dear.
Must be very important. I can always tell when you're going to be stern and disapproving. Are you going to scold me, Uncle Don?
I hope not, Suzanne.
Oh, yes, you are. I can always tell.
Have I scolded you so many times, my dear? Have I been so stern and forbidding?
Oh, no. Not really.
No, not really. Perhaps not often enough. You're very dear to me and to your mother. Suzanne, you were seen when you returned to the city. The story of your return is in the newspaper. People know you've come back.
Uncle Don.
The man called Gus may learn at any moment, if he doesn't know already. You must tell Mr. Mason his identity.
Oh, no, no,
yes,
not
yes,
now.
You must. He's waiting to question you.
Not now. I don't want to think about it now. Oh, please, Uncle Donald, please, not tonight.
Suzanne.
Mother said I needn't. You promised too. I'm getting all panicky.
Listen to me, Suzanne. No. Don't turn your face away.
You're cruel, Uncle Donald. I never thought you'd be cruel to me. Mother!
Don't do that.
Done.
Don't call her because your mother can't stop this.
But she would.
If she could, yes, because she's your mother. But the...
Don't I mean anything to you?
Yes, my dear, you mean a great, great deal to me. But I don't have the right your mother has. The right to love you blindly. You're hiding something, Suzanne.
No.
I was willing to give you a night to pull yourself together. Now you've got to face up to it. Mr. Mason's waiting.
I won't see him.
Why?
I'm tired.
Suzanne, put on your robe.
Well, I'd rather get dressed. I'll do it quickly, I promise.
Very well. We'll be waiting. And Suzanne, there isn't a moment to lose. so I hold you to your promise.
But meanwhile, in the office of the restaurant newly purchased by J.T. Doherty's crime syndicate.
Oh, there's Elwood.
Well,
J.T.
Hello, August. Yeah, you look surprised.
Yes, I am. I'm expecting Albert Dollar. When'd you get back to town?
Don't lock it.
Well, whatever you say. You just happened to drop in, or...
I saw Albert. He told me where to find you. Albert's standing in the hall outside.
You know what's happened?
I know Suzanne Barclay came back.
Yeah. All the lousy breaks. Did Albert bring the envelope I asked him to?
I've got it.
Good. I don't know how much of that dough I'll need.
For what?
What? The girl came back, J.T. I've got to make arrangements.
Such as?
Well, I've got to get to her. The cinch Mason and the police have her guarded. I'll have to buy my way past the guard.
Mason? Perry Mason?
Yeah. We'll have time to give you the lowdown, but I need that dough now.
You're too late. The girl came back hours ago.
Nix, there's time. What's the trouble, J.T.?
You tell me, August.
But simple as 1, 2, 3. Mason's got guys guarding Suzanne Barclay. Okay. I have to buy one of them off so I can get to her. And once I do...
Yeah, those are picked men.
Every man has his price. I'm quoting you, J.T. There's $100,000 in that envelope.
Sometimes the price isn't money.
Whatever it is, I'll find it.
Mm-hmm. It's a convincing act, August. You almost got away with it.
What?
If I hadn't returned when I did...
What are you talking about?
I'll stop it. You want the money to run away.
I what? For a getaway stake? Why?
Why? Because Suzanne Barclay can identify you.
Can, but won't.
No?
She won't open her yap.
Why?
Because she's scared to.
Why?
Because I've got her number. She came back 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
If she wanted, she could have fingered me the minute she got back. But look through that window, J.T. Do you see any police cars? You see any cops nosing around?
That doesn't have to mean
I've got my own guys watching this place. There's been nobody looking for me. Nobody. That means she hasn't opened her yap, and she won't open it.
You sound as if you mean it.
Sound as if? Have you had anything to drink?
What? No.
Stand close to me.
I warn you, Albert is just outside that door.
Well, knock it off, will you? Have I been drinking, have I? You could tell if I had. And you know I would be drinking if I thought for 1 minute she'd blow the whistle. I'd be drinking and I'd be long gone if... Oh, J.T., she won't talk.
Well, she hasn't yet, but if Mason's mixed in...
He's in.
She can't stall Mason indefinitely. He's a clever man.
You don't have to tell me he's smart.
You'll make her talk.
Eventually, J.T. Eventually. That's why I've got to get to her quick.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to ask some questions and make certain we aren't in a trap.
J.T.,
mark me well, August. If that girl talks, Mason can smash everything the big fellow and I work for.
But, J.T.,
shut up! You need time to buy your way past the guard. Even if you can do it, it'll take time. August, I'm going to tell you something. If you're wrong, if she's talked, you haven't any time left. Now, you wait here. I'll let you know what I decide.
As you know, immediate developments will have a crucial effect on the lives of many people. So you'll join us on Monday, won't you?